Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. On any given episode of A Waste of Time with It's the Real, you know that there are two things that you are guaranteed to hear.
Puns.
Well, all right, fine. There are three things that you are guaranteed to hear. Puns and...
Where are you originally from?
That as well. What is the third survey says Family Feud thing?
Oh, I mean, police sirens.
Police sirens. That's absolutely right.
But yeah, you know what? It feels like there's always like a murder happening at the Blimpy.
That's because we're killing it out here. I will say, Jeff.
There's that pun.
That the number one thing is actually our brother Dan walking through that front door after work.
Well, yeah, a lot of people might not know this, but Dan, my twin brother, your regular brother, has lived here for a number of years.
But you know what? That all stops this Friday.
We change the locks.
Dan, I'm sorry that you had to hear it here on the podcast in front of all these listeners. Goodbye.
You're done.
So long. Thanks for living here. We're changing the locks. You are no longer welcome.
We're putting out a doormat that says go away, and we're putting out a second doormat that says Dan.
Actually, the truth of the matter is that Dan bought a place. Shout out to Dan for being a true adult.
Yeah, what an idiot.
Dan, congratulations on your place. Dan is moving far, far away, guys.
80 blocks south, four subway stops.
Four subway stops. What is that? 4 miles?
Something like that.
4 miles away. Well, you're a runner now. Are you going to run down to Dan's place?
Absolutely. Well, I guess I could.
Yeah, one way.
Yeah, one way, and then I will take the car service home.
That's right.
In my horse and buggy.
So, all right, here's the bigger question, Jeff. Mm-hmm. Dan's moving out.
Dan's moving out.
Of our 3-bed, 2-bath, elevator, doorman building.
It is truly Anthony's song.
To slum it down there in his own place. But,
mm-hmm.
What the hell are we going to do now?
I'm taking over Dan's room.
Oh, no. Are we going to continue this podcast?
That seems like a larger question.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I don't know. Wait and see.
All right. Okay. We should do a Twitter poll.
Yeah. Should we continue the podcast now that our brother, who is not actually a part of the podcast...
Here, how about this?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yes, at Dan's place.
Do you think that Dan would let us record at his place?
Let the people vote, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
This is engagement.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we learned in social media class.
Yeah, I have found that every Twitter poll is very important.
The Drake one that you did about Degrassi?
Yeah, I asked if Drake remembered everybody's names on his Degrassi reunion video.
And the choices were?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but it took a while.
Yeah, well.
And then no.
And what did most people say?
Think yes, but it took a while? I can't remember.
Well,
honestly, like,
I'm glad you did that Twitter poll.
Yeah.
So, all right, Dan is moving out. You're moving into Dan's room. Why?
I'm moving into Dan's room because it feels like a big move for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the view isn't as great, but the idea of having a new space... That feels very exciting.
Have you checked with your realtor friends and you're like, you know what? This corner of the apartment building is...
Yeah, I don't know what the sun exposure in Dan's room is like, actually, now that we're talking about it.
Or maybe there's more resale value. Also, you said that people have approached you and asked about moving in?
Yeah, they were wondering if they could be like the third roommate. And I feel like that'd be a terrible idea.
Can I tell you what my biggest issue with that is?
Uh-huh.
That no one, I promise you, zero people have asked if they can move in. And is that something about me?
Yeah, you're not very approachable.
Damn.
You're really, really, like, people are just like, man, that guy's a star.
By the way, the way that you said man right there.
Man.
Yeah, it sounded like you were either British or you were...
Yeah, I'm like a man.
Man.
I'm sort of in like an 1800s, like, I'm in like Gangs of New York.
Yeah, I was going to say you were like Dan's in my favorite show, Gold Rush.
Oh, that is a bit like Gold Rush.
Now that Dan is not here, how are we going to explain to people...
That they can't live with us?
No, that there is another person who looks like us, who drops in.
We should do what Hannibal did, and we should hire somebody on Craigslist.
You know what? It's funny you bring Hannibal up, because... You said you don't want to invite Hannibal up here as long as we live in this apartment. Hannibal's already been up here.
Yeah, Hannibal was here like
eight years ago. Hannibal cannot see the fact that we haven't moved up. Although, maybe if he saw you lived in Dan's room, he'd be impressed. Who knows?
He'd be like, whoa.
But for anyone who's asked why Hannibal Buress has not been on the podcast...
It's mostly his choice. But also, I decided that we can't invite him anymore.
We can only do the interview outside this apartment or at Dan's apartment. It's just a front. We go down to Dan's place, invite Hannibal over,
mm-hmm.
and do the interview down there.
But yeah, if anybody's wondering, you cannot be our roommate. It feels like it would be a horrible surprise for you to wake up on a Saturday morning and somebody would have to be here
also,
just doing...
Also, the late ones. You know, Swiss Beats coming over at midnight or Mayer staying here at all hours to do a very long podcast just because he could.
Mm-hmm.
But all in all, a very wonderful time with our brother Dan. We loved sharing this apartment with him and we loved sharing this podcast with him. And if you think that, oh, well, I haven't heard Dan on the podcast a lot, there's a few episodes that he's appeared on.
Mm-hmm.
But
most notably, he was on the open mic night one.
Great episode. And I know you want to do another one coming up soon. So
I want to do an exit interview with Dan.
Well, that as well. But it was the moments that Dan wasn't on the microphone that I think meant a lot to us, whether that was Dan being here for the Swiss Beats interview, which meant a whole lot to all three of us, having grown up on Swiss's music and Rough Riders and everything, but also the times when our friend Marcia St. Hubert came over here to do her own podcast, The Baby's Mother, and she couldn't deal with Dan sitting here grinning at her, so eager to hear her thoughts as she chugged down her white wine.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent Dan off to his room like she was Dan's mother.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I thought you were going to say the most important moment was that Dan paid his rent.
That is honestly the most important. Did we mention the fact that Dan has never been on the lease?
We did not.
So I guess technically Dan didn't need to pay rent.
No.
So congratulations to Dan.
He could have screwed us over this entire time.
Oh. Farewell, Dan.
This is the last time we talk to you.
And best of luck down there. It is going to be very interesting when we roll up with Hannibal Buress.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, who's on the podcast today?
On the podcast today is Tierra Whack.
The people wanted this episode.
And we're delivering.
People are getting it, yeah.
Tierra Whack, which is her real name.
It is. We get into that, but we also talk about her come up, her finding her sound, not only in Philadelphia, but in Atlanta. And it's funny, you talk to people, and a lot of people are interested in this amazing artist, but you talk to people in this business, and they're like, she doesn't sound like she's from Philly, and she doesn't sound like she's from Atlanta. And we get into the fact that she really took her time to make sure that she turned into the artist that she wanted to turn into.
And by the way, like, this is one of the most exciting projects that I've heard in such a long time. Like, it's so different from everything else.
Yeah, there's her 15-minute video slash album called Whack World, which she put out maybe a month ago. She performed at Roots Picnic. She has been the darling of the music business. Everyone is looking to get with her.
Yeah.
Missy Elliott.
Yep. And
didn't you say she was performing with Lauryn Hill?
Yeah, she's going to be opening for Lauryn Hill on her upcoming 20th anniversary tour of Miseducation.
That's
of Lauryn Hill.
So yeah. Crazy. Hopefully Tierra will show up on time and then, you know.
Yeah.
If she needs to make up any time, she'll just do her set again.
Yeah.
but we love this girl. I mean, her energy is amazing. You guys will hear it's unlike any episode that we have done. Or any guest that we've had up here, she is so unique and so wonderfully Tierra.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess with that, did you want to recommend any episodes that people should listen to?
Yeah, people should listen to the Kamaya episode.
Great episode. That's the Oakland rapper who really put out one of the most amazing projects of 2016.
I want to say the Lil Uzi Vert episode.
Man. That kid was amazing. We saw him at Roots Picnic as well. Another Philly native who may not essentially sound Philly, but a great dude. And I think maybe the best interview he's ever done.
And I want to say Jenna Luckman.
Jenna Luckman, one of our great friends down there in Miami, Florida. And is this right? Soon to be New York?
I mean, she allegedly.
She's always saying that she's on the cusp of moving up here.
Maybe she'll take Dan's room.
One of the funniest people that we know, Jenna Luckman. Go check that episode out. Jeff, when should we get into this?
Right now.
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. College Dining Hall, a.k.a. Double XL Freshman.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Clapback, a.k.a. Spreading Chlamydia.
Yo, what's up? It's Tierra Whack, and I'm,
yeah, this is the waste of time, but it's the real.
Tierra, what's happening? As Jeff and I were talking about like 5 minutes ago, every headline out there is just like...
It's like Tierra Whack, not very whack, and it's like, but that's your real name.
Yeah.
How many people are just like, are you being ironic? Are you taking the word whack and twisting it? And you're
so
just
many
like...
people. Like, yeah. when I'm on a guest list or something for shows, and like, I have to go up to like the box office, like I'm like Tierra Whack, and they're like, what? And I have to pull out my ID so that they can see that it's not like...
Well, isn't it usually like Tierra Whack plus 20 at this point?
Yes.
Yeah.
Plus 20.
Also, maybe since Mumbo Jumbo, but certainly since you put out your 15-minute video, you have been like the number one guest that everybody wanted to see up here.
That's crazy.
It's really crazy. Does it feel like a lot these days, or is it just like, it's cool?
Yeah, it's cool.
That's it?
Yeah. No, really. I just rock out, you know? Like, yeah. It feels good, though, but it's just like, you know,
I bet.
Yeah.
But nothing has changed.
Yeah, like, it doesn't, I don't know. I don't think, like, it has, like, hit me yet, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it just, I feel good, but I'm like, I don't know. You know, it's so much happening. It's like, really? Like, I can't believe it.
Right.
So,
I mean, like, yeah. Your face is on billboards now.
Yeah.
In Philly, like, so what was it like when you drove by that for the first time?
My mom, she knew about it, and she was like, we gotta get down there. And I was like, I wasn't like that, like, but then I was like, you know what, she's right, you know. Yeah. Let me go and see my billboard. And then I went, and it was crazy.
I bet.
Yeah, it was so crazy.
How many pictures did you take?
I don't even know, but I took a lot of videos too, because like, if you just take a picture, it looks like Photoshop.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
it looks,
yeah,
like you, it looks like somebody Photoshopped it. So I'm like, I have to do a video.
Have you ever Photoshopped like a billboard or a poster or anything?
Well, was it Photo Bucket? It was some app that we had like back in MySpace where you could put yourself on like magazine covers.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah, I forgot. Do you know the name, Zach? I think was it Photo Bucket? Photo, yeah, you Bucket. Could do that. Yeah,
we've definitely like, we have like old Photoshop, so we like put in way too much work to, yeah, make like, you know, the what are they called when you put the posters up on, yeah, like the construction walls and all that?
Mm-hmm.
I forget what they're called.
Yeah,
but we did that, and people were just like, "Oh, where is that? We want to go and take pictures." We're, yeah, like,
"Oh, they took it down. Yeah. It's crazy."
It
sucks.
Yeah, great though.
Yeah, it was
great
Photo for a Bucket. Moment.
So you're originally from Philly,
mm-hmm,
born and raised.
Yes.
What part?
North Philly.
Okay.
I say North Philly, yeah.
What was growing up in North Philly like?
It was tough. Just like, I don't know, it's like the project, so it's like the kids are like, they're like harsh, you know, like it's, yeah, crazy. You gotta have tough skin.
Do you have any other siblings?
Yes, I have a younger brother and a younger sister.
So you're the oldest?
Yes.
So you had to go through everything first.
I did, yep. Yeah. I sure
even
did.
Tougher?
Yeah, but I'm setting the bar. I'm like,
no, well, now,
now you fucked it up for everybody.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But so, like, what were your interests as a kid?
I liked to sing. I liked to dance. I liked to draw. Write. Yeah, just like, yeah. I didn't really like to like play with toys. I would just like have fun with a piece of paper and like a straw or something.
A straw.
Like
that's
like, yeah, like really, my mom, she tells me, she's like, yeah, I remember for Christmas, your first Christmas, I bought you all these gifts and you played with a bottle top instead, like all the time. Like, it's crazy.
Well, shouts to your mom for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What'd your parents do for a living?
My mom, mm-hmm, she's a CNA. Now she's an RN, but yeah, she's a certified nursing,
yeah,
assistant.
Yeah. What's the difference between a registered nurse and a CNA?
Damn.
Do we have to have her up here and talk about it?
Yeah,
like, damn, like, it's, yeah, like, we gotta bring her,
like,
up. What the hell?
That's like a question for Wikipedia. Like, I don't know.
She doesn't do as much now. Like from the CNA to like the RN.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, that's all I know. She's like, it's easier to be an RN, and that's all she says. So,
okay,
yeah.
All right.
I feel like we're going to break in here. Like, we're going to edit it later and be like, so obviously we all know,
yes, what, yeah, the difference, everybody is knows, yeah, what the difference is.
Yeah.
As the oldest of three kids, did you protect your younger siblings? Were you guys growing some sort of, like, connection that you three had that maybe, like, no one else had? What was growing up with them like?
My mom says I'm a bully.
In, yeah, what way?
I mean, because, like, I don't know. Like, I just, like, you know, I was in school first. Like, of course, like, you know, so, like, I'm coming home and I'm like, yo, this is what the kids are going to be saying. This is, like, I'm like, toughening them up because, like, I didn't have that. I didn't have anybody to look up to, like, an older brother or sister. So I have to, like, make sure I'm, like, I'm joking all the time, and they're like, "Oh dear, I hate you. You always have something to say." Like, I'm just always like, you know.
That means
around.
That kids around there like picked on you then?
Yeah.
How so?
Because your last name is what your last name,
yeah,
is.
Yeah, just, yeah, exactly. No, yeah, really though. Like, just, it's somebody just, like, always has something to say.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that's why you just got to be ready. Like, if I say you're fat or you look. Your nose.
No, you'd be very wrong.
Yo, something. You are such a bully.
Yeah,
just for a,
like,
fact, I'm,
but
not.
But you have to come right back. You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you have to come right back. Like, that's how, like, and that's, that goes into, like, the whole rap thing, too. Like, just being aggressive and just being able to, like, you know, like,
yeah,
say what you got to say.
Yeah.
Was your snap game on point?
At first, it wasn't. And then, yeah, it grew.
At what point did you find that you were better creatively than maybe your peers?
I don't know. I wouldn't say that. I just do what I do. I do what I like, and you know.
Well, when did your creativity really like start show to itself? Realize itself?
Yeah.
I remember the first time I wore two different color Converse to school. And I used to always have just like colorful jewelry.
Yeah.
Like I just like liked and just book bags and just, I don't know. But the first time I wore two different pair, it was like a red one and a yellow one.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, why the fuck would you do that?
And we're just like, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
That's so
good. But it's crazy because I really, like, I had on red and yellow and I couldn't choose which color looked better. So I chose to just do both.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then people were like, why? Like, I was the talk of the school that day. And then like, yeah.
That's awesome.
How old are you?
Maybe like 13.
Like having that kind of confidence at that age is so rare, you know? Like there's so many kids who just want to fit in and all wear Jordans or like all have the same kind of backpack or like do whatever everyone else is doing, but you didn't.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you like middle school?
Yeah. I was the class president in middle school, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Got elected.
Yeah. Got elected. Yeah.
What was stole the election?
I did a rap to like as a speech.
Really?
Yeah. I forget how it goes.
About to ask you to do the whole thing.
To be able to be class president when you're in middle school, or what are you like running
damn,
on?
Damn, I wish I remembered it. I had a best friend too. Oh, damn. Damn. That's crazy. I remember writing it with my best friend, like, yo, I gotta like say a rap. She's like, yo, you gotta do it.
And you did it in front of the whole class?
Yeah.
And wait, were you rapping at that point? Like, were you known for
rapping? Yeah, it was like poetry. Like, poetry. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
And you killed it, and they were just like, well, that's our next president.
Yo, this this boy, he was like, he's not here anymore. He committed suicide. His name is Hakeem. I forgot his last name. Hakeem. Every morning, Hakeem would see me in the morning, and good morning, Miss President. Like, he will always say it. Like, he will always say it. Like, it's crazy. And, like, even when I started, like, because it's been, like, maybe 2 years since he's been gone. But he just, like, would always address me as Miss President. Like,
amazing.
Like, it's crazy.
What was your platform as a middle schooler? Like, what were you going to change in middle school as class president?
More vending machines.
Yeah. Like,
shorter school days.
Soda. We wanted soda. We hated chocolate milk and milk. We hated milk. We wanted soda to come out the water fountains.
Could you make that happen?
I couldn't, but that's like, it was just funny. Yeah. What else? I don't know. I just wanted to like dress down more. Like I didn't want to wear a uniform.
You guys had uniforms?
Yeah, we had uniform.
Was this a charter school or
private school? Feltonville School of Arts and Sciences. Yeah.
Okay, so.
And it's arts and sciences, so why can't we be like artists? Yeah. Why can't we? But we had to wear a uniform.
You know, just wear two different shoes.
I think it was blue, navy blue shirt and tan khakis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what classes did you really like gravitate towards back then?
Definitely literature.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I did like, I hated social studies. Yeah, just reading.
That's interesting like because usually those two things are on the same side for people. Like,
no, I just hated my teacher.
Oh.
She always picked on me and got me in trouble and wrote me pink slips.
Damn. So she was the bully.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she
right.
She was the bully, yeah.
By the time you got to high school,
mm-hmm.
were you set on your path? Did you just want to be involved in the arts?
Yeah, I went to the Arts Academy at Benjamin Rush. And when I was in middle school, I was just thinking like, all right, what do I want to do? Like, what, you know, I don't want to just go to the neighborhood high school. I want to like go out and venture out. So the school that I actually went to, the Arts Academy, like it was like an hour away.
An hour away?
Yeah, 45 minutes to an hour, like on the bus.
On the bus.
Yeah. So, yeah, I applied and I had to audition and I got in.
What was your audition?
I had to sing a song, two songs. Yeah.
Did you do originals or covers?
No. I did a Lil Mo song and Alicia Keys song.
Whoa.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wait, which Lil Mo song?
Was it, what is it? For life? Forever? What is it called? Damn. To her. Oh, for, maybe forever. Forever. Maybe.
Damn.
Lil Mo. And then Alicia Keys, I think it was No One. And oh, and it was Monica. I had to do three. Monica was It's Just One of Those Days.
Wow.
I had to do that too. Yeah.
Those are great choices.
Yeah.
And you killed it?
No.
Oh.
I didn't. I just could hold a note. So all right, we'll let you in.
But you sang because you knew that you were going to go into that music. End of the arts or?
Yeah. It's like, I just didn't want to just go, like the neighborhood school didn't have any like special. Zach, you look fucked up. You look tired. Yeah. The school didn't have, like, the neighborhood school didn't have any, like, arts or any extracurricular activities or programs. And I wanted to do something, like, extra.
Right.
And I was, like, stuck in between because my mom, she wanted me, she said that I had an eye. She's always told me I had an eye. So she wanted me to do photography. But I was like, I don't really know. And then.
Is your mom right?
I guess. it's all showing now. Like, you know, just like with the art and stuff, yeah, or whatever. But then it was also like I was thinking about theater. But it's just like, nah, that's too much. So I just did singing. Singing was like, it was a cop. It was the easiest thing almost like for me to do.
But you also like had an interest in poetry.
Yes.
And so first of all, like talk about your poetry. Talk about like, were you doing like fake deep stuff? Were you doing like, was it funny? Was it?
It wasn't deep at all. It was, but like I have a way of like, I'll say something so like silly, but if you really like, I really do, like one of my first raps. Damn. It just started off. How did it go? I wish my best friend was here because she knows everything. Like she remembered me getting my first rap book, like everything. Like she was right there. But just like one of my first lines, I remember. First name Tierra, last name Whack, middle name Ain't. Tell me who gon' top that? I'm back like a vertebrae. Yeah, I'm about to murder Jay. Pull up on an ostrich. I'm hotter than the sausage. Watch it, no stop it. It was really like animated and just silly, yeah, and goofy. Like because I always had like a silly side, but I like at first like I was like shy and I didn't know how to like, you know, be funny or when I was in school, people would say things to me and I didn't know how to like come back. But then like the more like I kind of just like started to trust myself and just like, you know, I became the class clown.
When people used to like come at you,
mm-hmm,
and then you would sort of not have a response to that, would you like think about a response like even after they were gone? Yeah. And then it would just like eat
I
you up?
I didn't have the delivery. Like yeah. I couldn't yeah. do it.
Well, so. How was it going to a new high school that was an hour away? I'm assuming you didn't know anyone else in the school?
No, I didn't. I didn't know anyone else. I was, I got on the bus the first day. And I was looking on the bus and everybody had on uniform. This was a school too. I loved because we didn't have to wear uniform.
Yeah.
So we got on the bus and I was looking around and the bus was packed. And I was just looking around like everybody has on uniform. I wonder who's going to like the school, you know, who's going to my school. And then there was this one girl, her name's Samora. She didn't have on any uniform, but she had on a backpack. And I'm like, okay. So I sat next to her. Like as the bus started clearing up, I sat closer to her and I was like, hey, so what school are you going to? And then we talked, and then we became best friends.
That's dope. What yeah. was her specialty?
She's a vocal major, too. That yeah. was crazy. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So you get in there, and are you trying all the different like types of art? Do you find yourself in like a pottery class or something like that? Or
yeah, I definitely did fine arts. I had a fine arts class. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did you excel in that?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Was there any type of math there?
Did yeah, you, or for science? Sure. No, yeah, 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 definitely. Yeah, yeah. Those were like the basics.
And gym and all yeah. that, right? Yeah.
Basic. Right. yeah. But we did have gym, health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what kind of extracurriculars were there?
Well, just like the major you chose.
Right.
You chose.
Yeah.
Chose.
Mm-hmm.
Chose.
Whatever.
yeah, listen, chose. You know, basic math, yeah, basic no, English, yeah. like yeah. it's basic good.
yeah. No, extra, like, yeah, yeah. the major. You got the major, and that was like the longest class that you would have. And then everything else, like, was basic.
Right. and so your vocal stuff, were you in, like, a choir or a traveling?
Yeah, a choir.
Like,
yeah, we were in a choir. I was alto. Alto.
And did you perform, like, out of state, like, at competitions?
No, we didn't do that.
None of that?
Yeah, we were, I went to that school when it just opened up. It had just opened up.
How'd you find out about it?
To be honest, I don't know. I don't remember exactly. Like, I just remember a list. We had, like, this thing to do in, I forgot what class it was, our homeroom or something in middle school. And then we kept looking at list of high school. Like, I was going to go to Kappa. I was going to try to go to Kappa. What was another music school? Kappa. It's one more. Franklin Learning Center or something. I don't know. I was going to, like, I just wanted to start fresh. And I liked that we didn't have to wear any uniform. It just made sense. It just seemed like Arts Academy was just, like, perfect for me.
Right.
And like it was new, so I was like, you know, like it's perfect. Let's just try it. So, yeah, I forgot your question again. Sorry.
You're singing in like these choirs. Like, or this choir rather, how are you at singing in a group? Because like, you know, you've operated on your own.
You can cheat. It's funny because I think there's a video on YouTube of my choir, and my teacher said it's so crazy to just go back and like think about like different, like just how things were back then. There's a video on YouTube. I have to find it. I'm going to hit up one of my friends. And my teacher said, if you forget one of the words while you're singing, just say, sing watermelon. I think that's the word, yeah. So you got to say watermelon. And it's going to look like you're singing the words.
Totally.
But I did it too fast. I said, like, I did, like, it just was like crazy. Like, but you can see because, like, somebody zoomed in on me while I was singing. And I was just like, watermelon. It was crazy. But, yeah, so they tease me about that all the time. But yeah, I don't know. Definitely singing in a choir is easier because you can cheat. A lot of times I was lip syncing.
When Jeff was in marching band, I played drums. So like if you're not playing, like it's noticed, right?
Yeah.
Jeff,
I wasn't there to play. I wasn't there to play around. I definitely just like
would just put the horn up.
Yeah, like you know,
and marched.
I just like walking.
Did you play any instruments?
I learned how to play the piano my last year of high school. That's when I went to. I finished my senior year in Atlanta, Georgia, Westlake High School.
Okay, wait. Okay, so while you're in Philly, still.
Yeah.
At what was it called? Franklin.
No.
No.
Arts Academy of Benjamin Rush.
Okay, that one.
You don't want to say it. Yeah. Arts Academy of
Benjamin Rush. It's a catchy name,
right?
But it's not one that.
Yeah. You say it. I'm just gonna say watermelon.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So while you were there though. Did you think that you were going to rap? Did you think that you were going to make it a solo venture? Did you think that
you
were gonna...
Yeah, definitely. It was, you know, because in between that time, like the first years of high school, that's when I did the first video. That's when I did the first video where I jumped out the car and I just rapped to the camera. So like I started getting that little buzz in school. Like, yeah.
But it wasn't something that, like, your classes could help you, like, move forward.
No, I wish it was a rap class.
Yeah.
Yeah, just vocal.
But even in, like, you know, like, writing classes, they wouldn't sort of push that?
Nah.
So this was just...
My principal, she hated rap. Yeah, so, yeah.
Really? How did she let that be known?
Because, like, when I would rap in the morning, like, at the lunch table, like, break this up, come on, guys. Yeah.
Really?
She had a really deep voice.
Yeah. Was it Toni Braxton?
No. No, because Toni Braxton loves Birdman.
Oh, true.
So yeah, that's rap. True.
Yeah.
No, that's Tamar, is that?
No.
Tamar
used to date
Birdman. They both.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Messy.
Yeah, I know.
Damn.
I know. Every time you think Cash Money, not messy.
Word.
Turns out. You know, tell me about how Dizzle Diz comes about.
Just because I used to play basketball, I run track, volleyball. I play like almost every sport too.
Oh, these are extracurricular.
Yeah. I'm tripping.
Oh, those.
Yeah. I don't do them at all anymore. So I deleted them from my past. Like it just. But yeah. Just in the neighborhood, like they say, yo, little T Dizzle. It was T Dizzle first.
T Dizzle.
Yeah, Tierra T Dizzle. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like all the like older kids would just, that's what they called me, and then I just ran with it.
Well, how was it taking all that from an hour away at school and then coming back to your place after school and none of those kids know you like that, right?
I make friends really easily.
Yeah?
Yeah. I just like, I'm good everywhere.
That's dope.
Yeah.
You're a sophomore, junior in school, and how do you make your way down to Atlanta?
I was tired of Philly. My mom was tired of Philly. And we just wanted to change.
All right.
Well, wait, but before that, when does Cosmic Kev come into your life?
That's before I moved to Atlanta. Yeah. That's like the biggest thing I did right before I moved to Atlanta.
And how did that happen? I mean, like, did he reach out?
Well, from that first video where I jumped out and I rapped to the camera, like everybody was just hitting me up, like all the big names in the city, and he's like, yeah, I want you to come up and do the come up show. And I was like, all right, and I did it, and yeah, that's how it happened.
That's it?
Yeah, Twitter.
Did you trust people?
What do you mean?
Were you like, yeah, sure, I'll do it, or like people are like, yo.
Yeah, well, I had my manager, Ant, that's the whole DVD thing, the whole rap DVD, We Run the Streets. He already knew, like, he knew a lot of, like, his name was, he still, like, he was up there with all the rest. So for me to be like a new rapper, like, coming out, like, I was under his umbrella. So it's like they reached out, and then he made it real, because, like, I see the Twitter, I see, like, Meek and Cosmic and Dominic, you know, like, all these people hit me up, but I'm like, I don't believe this. But Ant's like, no, they're calling my phone, they want you to, you know. So he took me up there, and then we did the come up show. Yeah.
And what was the reaction?
It was good. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was.
Now, how'd you take it? Were you like,
I hated it, to be honest.
How so?
Because I had to rap, what, it was like 14 minutes maybe. Yeah, I rap for 14 minutes long, and you can't plan for that, you know, like my voice, like, it went out because I had so much adrenaline, like, pumping and running. I'm like, man, I wish I could have did that, you know, like, it just was one take. So, like, I'm like, I would have changed it. I'm my worst critic, so yeah. But I mean, I guess everybody could see, like, the realness of it. Like, it was just straight, like,
super dope,
raw. Yeah,
yeah. How much more of than 14 minutes did you have in you?
Probably none, to be honest.
So then,
that would be crazy if I did 15 minutes. That would have been crazy.
So then you went back to school, though, and what was the reaction there?
Oh, it was crazy. And that's when my principal was like, Sierra, you're becoming a distraction.
Whoa, really?
She called me a distraction.
How do you respond to that?
It was weird. And then, like at the same time, I was like the best player on the basketball team. So, like, you got to say my name on the loudspeaker, Tierra Wack, 25 points. Like, she didn't like me.
While you were literally putting numbers on the board.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Here's somebody that's supposed to be, like, encouraging your, like, artistic creativity and, like, all this stuff. And then she's just like,
she wasn't creative at all. I don't even know why she was the principal there.
Because she's administration.
Were other people rapping at school?
No.
Not at all?
No.
So nobody did a battle?
No.
And what did you see as sort of, like, the next step after that?
After
the Cosmic Kev thing?
I don't know. I felt like the raps, the freestyles were okay, but I wanted to, like I list, like, my everyday, like, playlist was, like, Miss Education, Lauryn Hill, Kelly's, NERD, like music, you know, not just rap, you know. So I'm like, I want to do this. I don't want to just rap. I want to, like, take it to the next level. So I think me moving, like, gave me a chance to, like, find myself and, you know, figure things out.
Did you think that you were going to put out, like, a long form project? Did you just want to, like, throw Lucy's out on SoundCloud?
I didn't think about that. I just thought about, like, finding myself and being okay with, like, with myself.
Well, how much of a process was that?
Took a long time.
Yeah. So what were some of the earlier directions?
When I moved down Georgia, I got my first job at a car wash, Mr. Hotshine.
What'd you do there?
Wash cars.
Well, right, but, like, yeah. I don't know if there's, like, you know, like,
okay, so I can tell
at
you
the Gap, you do certain things. I don't
right,
know.
Right, like, you can be
wash.
A folder. You
so,
can, yeah.
So you get, like, 6 to 7 minutes on a car. It's like 12 lanes. You get a partner, driver side and passenger side. So usually the person who's, like, good stays on the driver's side. I'm on the driver's side.
Yeah.
I'm quick.
You were nice.
And you got to do the whole test of, like, pushing the seat all the way up, pushing the seat all the way back. If there's some dirt, a little bit, something, you got to get off the line. You can't make any money.
So,
like, I made a lot of money.
And
at the
you're
car.
Vacuuming the inside or no?
Yeah. So, okay. So the car comes out of the tunnel thing, I guess. The
technical term.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
the tunnel. It comes out the tunnel. It went through the wash. It comes out the tunnel. It's dripping wet. We got to dry it down really quick. Open up the door. The door jams. Get the door jams. Dry the door jams out. Then we start. They had a way that you were supposed to do it, but I did my own way because my way was quicker and it was like,
right, red shoe, like, and yellow
accurate.
Shoe.
Got yeah, it. Yeah, right. So door jams, wipe out, clean out the door jams, dry them out. Then you go to vacuum it out, push the seat all the way up and push the seat all the way back. Sometimes you got those slow ass, like, you got to push in this, like, and that's taking up like 3 minutes. Like, so then vacuum, then you want to spray the windows down, Windex, spray the windows down. Then here's one more thing. Tire shine, rims. It's like 10 steps, but
do you get tips?
Yeah, you get tips. You got to split them half.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So even if you're better than
you got to split them. But with that job, like, I was the only girl. So it was a bunch of guys that just got out of jail working there.
Wow.
Yeah, like seriously.
How did you choose your partner? Or did you just go for Mr. Hashine?
They chose me. They used to fight over me because I'm the girl, so I'm going to get the better tip. Yeah, no, it was like that. That was crazy.
Wow.
And I was the youngest, too, so I just looked like so innocent out there.
What made you choose that job?
My mom's friend was working there.
All right.
Yeah.
He was Mr. Hotshine.
Yeah, but he did detail in the back. So, like, he's getting.
That's what the good tips are in the detailing, right?
Yeah, it is. But front line, if you work quick and, yeah, you got it, you'll make a lot of, like, I was leaving with, like, $300 a day, which is great for, like, an 18-year-old.
Great period.
Yeah. I was, and this is the thing. He told me, he said, yo, people are, my mom's friend, he was like, yo, people are going to be stashing on you, so you gotta watch out.
Yeah.
I was stashing on everybody else, too. I was doing the same thing because, like, I would see, but, like, you know, you're new and I'm a girl, like, sometimes I'll walk away to go get some spray and then I'll see, like, he got, like, a $20 bill.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he'll be like, oh, we only got $2, and then give me, next time I'm doing it right back. Like, it's grimy like that. You gotta do it.
That's
so
how you play the game.
Yeah, it's how you play the game.
Yeah.
It's so crazy because I had, like, big-ass...
cargo shorts?
Yeah, cargo shorts. They don't want you, like, counting your money out in the lanes and stuff. It's, you know,
right.
It's tacky.
Yeah.
So, like, I would come home, take my shirts off, and just... take all the money out. I mean, my mom would just come in the room and help me count all my money. Like,
yo.
That's crazy. But yeah, like I didn't have any idea. Like, some of my dollars would be ripped because I was stuffing so much money in my pocket. Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. I love that job so much. It took a lot out of me, like, but it, yeah.
Did you have a driver's license?
No.
That's weird.
Yeah, so I had to, whoever I was working with had to know how to drive.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They had to, like, pull the car up sometimes.
Any famous people bring their cars through?
Yes. 2 Chainz. I washed his truck. I wanted to rap to him so bad, but yeah. I was like, don't do that.
That could have been your Big Sean moment.
Yeah, I know. I went to
Big Shine moment.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I went to what was it? American Deli or ATL Wings.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, oh my God, I love wings. They have the best wings.
Yeah.
I went on break and then I came back and they were like, yo, where were you at? Andre 3000 was just here. I was like, what the? I always miss him. Like,
damn.
Every time I, like, it's crazy. Yeah, so he came. Who's the guy that sings Nachos? He's from Atlanta. Nachos.
Rocco?
Him, yeah, Rocco. There you go. Rocco. Future came.
Did they come together?
No.
No. We're not.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, it was like a lot. You'd seen a lot of people. You've seen a lot of celebrities, yeah.
But you had already had your celebrity encounters when you had... rapped for Meek, you'd rapped
for... Yeah, but down south, it was like I seen some of the people I really wanted to see. Like,
right.
You know? Like,
but, like, you were, like, when in the Meek Mill video, like, you're so comfortable. You're putting your hand on his shoulder. Like,
nah, that was just me. I was getting too comfortable.
Is Philly, like, just a small town and Atlanta feels just way bigger?
Yeah, I guess you can say that. Yeah, yeah. Philly, it does feel small. And see, that's, like, another thing. Like, being in Philly, like, I think anybody who's, like, born and raised somewhere, like, sometimes you feel like, oh, I'm tired of this. I need something new. So when you go somewhere new, it's like, wow, there is more, you
right.
know?
Relocating down to Atlanta, was that crazy? Because, like, you could have stayed in Philly and graduated from that same high school, and that would have been fine. But now you're going outside of your comfort zone once more and starting over once again in a city that's so different from the one you were born in.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are no Waffle Houses in Philly.
I can't stand Waffle. I hate Waffle House.
Well, now
I
the do. Truth comes out.
Here we go.
I do.
You're more of an
IHOP
girl.
Yeah. I'd rather IHOP. Yeah. I do. Like, even Krispy Kreme.
Mm-hmm.
Dunkin' Donuts. I like Dunkin' Donuts. I don't like Krispy Kreme.
Okay.
I'm with you.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Did you go to an arts focused high school down there?
No, that was ratchet as fuck. It was crazy. It was. I was like, what the fuck is this?
You're
because, like, I came from, like, some, like...
Yeah, you're like, my principal was, like, so great in comparison.
Yeah, no, yeah. No. But, like, everybody was just, like, in the hallway skipping and jumping and just, you know, and then it's like, yo, what's up, bitch? You want some, like... It was crazy. It got crazy in the hallways. People were selling snacks out there, duffel bags. Like, it was crazy.
This is, like, the opposite
of Fresh
Prince.
I need to, like, make a skit of how, the change was. Like, it was crazy.
How'd you get through it?
Some people knew who I was, like, mm-hmm. when I came down there, like, as Dizzle, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was cool, yeah.
And more people rapped at this high school then?
Yeah, yeah.
Battles or no?
Just, like, cyphers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And did people want to, like, start a crew or anything?
Yeah,
Were you about it?
You seem exhausted by that.
Yeah.
You were by yourself.
Yeah.
Just want to take a second to interrupt this podcast with Tierra Whack to tell you that we have these amazing looking, amazing feeling, amazingly designed AKA t-shirts available at itsthereal.com/shop.
In purple and now in black.
What?
Yeah.
Jeff.
Big surprise.
Wait a second.
Breaking news.
We have purple AKA t-shirts and black AKA t-shirts?
Wee 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 wee. Like a cop car.
Guys, go check those out right now. They're full of 100 of our AKAs, yep. Your favorite AKAs, like...
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. Petridish, a.k.a. For the Culture.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Gimme Lil Head, a.k.a. Zika Virus.
And it's the best way to represent for us. We really appreciate everybody who has bought them, and I hope that people know that we include a handwritten, personalized note in every package we send out, and we so appreciate that. The shirts are on sale right now at itsthereal.com/shop.
itsthereal.com/shop.
And now, back to Tierra. So, what'd you do musically down there?
What did I do? I found friends that had a little studio, and I just started recording with them every now and then.
Where was that studio at?
East Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then, like, I was more like, that was when I was ready to experiment. So, like, when I saved up enough money to get my laptop from the car wash job, I kind of stuck at home and just recorded.
Did you buy that laptop with all cash?
Yeah, straight cash. Oh, dirty money.
Amazing. $30 bills.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
$30 bills.
Clean cars, dirty money.
Yeah, yeah.
So you went and bought that laptop, and what did that laptop mean to you?
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Which, an Apple?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. No, yeah. You know, everyone likes to do fucking Fruity Loops on PCs, and I'm just, which is now, by the way, available on.
It was actually, yeah, I learned GarageBand. That's how I was. Yeah. Is this GarageBand?
It is.
Yeah.
So what'd you do in GarageBand?
Stuff.
Like, no.
No, just pulled up beats and, yeah, just recorded to them.
And roughly how long before you found something where you're like, yo, I want to play this and I'm really proud of this?
Maybe like a year and a half.
And do you remember what that song was?
I had a song called two. I liked Soul Control, and then it was called Paperclips.
And what was it about them that really stuck out, that was different?
I felt like I could hear them like on the radio or something, you know, like it felt like it wasn't my song. You know, like, you ever hear something, something so good, you're like, damn, I wish I made that.
Yeah.
You know, I started to get that feeling. Because before, when I first started, I was like, this is fucking stupid. This sucks so bad. What the fuck am I doing? I need to just work at the car wash for the rest of my life.
Damn.
I was thinking that.
Damn.
Yeah. So, Mrs. Hotshine.
Yeah.
So what did those songs do for you then, besides give you confidence? Did they get you attention somewhere else? Did they...
No, I was by myself. Like, so, yeah. It was just, like, me. Like, that was, like, the first time, or one of the first times, where I felt like I'm happy and I don't care what anybody else says. You know?
Did you care what your mom or your siblings said?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You played it for them?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you post them anywhere?
No. I just was, like, selfish, like, with it. Like, I was okay with it. Like, I was in my earphones, like... Yes. Oh my God, I like this. And I was like,
so I went to the college for film, right? Mm-hmm. And you had the professors.
Oh, I took a class at Arts Academy. It was narrative filmmaking.
That's dope. How'd you do?
Good.
Because you got an eye, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to your mom.
But like every time, like it was something so serious. Like I always made it like really fun. Like because you know we had to present our films and mm-hmm. everything and like. Now that I'm thinking about it, I was always telling everybody what to do. But, like, I was an actor in it, but, like...
you were a bully.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Because, like, okay, like, it's one of those things, like, I used to hate, like, when you're in school and then the teacher's like, you get to choose a partner. I hated that because everybody would try to choose me. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I just want to work with myself. I just wanted, like... And then I liked when you had the option of, like, you know, working by yourself or the partner.
Right.
Because I end up doing all the work anyway. Right. Like, I always end up doing all the work.
Yeah. I had this professor in college who... She was a filmmaker when she went to school. And she was like, ultimately, I didn't want to show any of my stuff. It was just made for me. And I thought that... But that was so foreign to me. I was like, you make art to sort of share it and to show it. But where did you fall at that point? Like, did you see a point in your life where you were just like, I will present this out to the world? Or were you just like, I'm going to
keep making it? Well, there was one person that I always, like, connected with that I love so much.
Andre 3000.
No. Besides him. Someone I knew personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's actually standing in this room right now. He's standing in this room.
Do you, okay, wait. Do you want to let them guess who it is?
No. Nah. But yeah. No, I had like, because I had so many sessions in Philly when I was like Dizzle. Like, I was just jumping around, just trying to find that home, you know? Like, and I had this one session with this guy named Cousin from Philly. And I just, like, it was just perfect. Like, it was like a collab. Like, he was, like, giving me feedback. Like, okay, do that. You know, try. Like, my all my other sessions were just, like, yo, just, like, you got an hour. You pay for an hour. That's all you get.
Right.
And you got to leave. Like, you know, they didn't care about if I had a horrible take, they wouldn't tell me, you know.
That sucks.
You know, like.
Yeah.
It just was, like, didn't feel, like.
This was honest.
Yeah. So, but, you know, Cousin, he's, like.
You guys spoke the same language.
Yeah, we spoke the same same language. And, yeah, I just, like, so fast forward, I moved to Atlanta, started getting my shit together and my laptop and recording and everything. And I'm like, okay, I think it's time to go back home.
As Tierra Whack.
Yes.
So the other part
of you was gone. I killed Dizzle Diz.
Right.
Yeah. And, yeah, I'm like, I need somebody. I need, like, to form, like. I need to go back and, like, regroup. I need to go back and regroup.
So, did you all collectively move back to Philly?
No, just me. Just me. I left my mom. Yeah, I was 18. Yeah.
What did she say?
If you're ready.
Send me.
Because I was going back with my grandma. My grandma, you know, she has a big house. So, yeah. Like, it was just her and her house. So, yeah, going back with my grandma, she was cool with it.
Yeah.
And my mom, she knows I'm independent and I could, like, figure it out, and if not, I can call her, and you know.
So, did you take a bus or fly back, or
I flew back
one way?
I shipped my clothes by FedEx.
And yeah, what do you do when you touch down in Philly?
I call Cousin. I tweet him, and I DM him, and I try to hit people up that know him. Oh, you said don't bang on the table. Damn.
It's sorry. Cool. It's cool. You're your own.
Do I have
woman.
To say that again?
No.
Okay. No. I'm like, yo, I've been working. I know I've been going for a minute, but, like, I want you to hear the stuff that I've been working on. And he's, like, the first person, like, to hear it.
And, were you scared?
Yeah, but I was confident, and, like, I was confident, and, like, by myself, but I also knew that I needed, like, opinion, you know, that I trusted someone who, like, who also has a good ear, a good taste. Like, I needed that, and I trusted his, so I'm like... Yeah.
So what do you think could be the next step to take this to the next level?
I don't know. I know I was just using him, to be honest. I knew he had a studio. No, but literally, because, okay, I'm moving back to Philly. I'm like, okay, I've been recording so much, but if I take this to the next level and get in the studio and work with somebody, like, you know, and I never forgot about that session that we had, that one session that me and him had. I'm like, I have to, like, he's the first person I have to get connected back with.
Did you start to perform live anywhere?
No, I just kind of, like, chilled. Me and him just started working. Like, we just were in the studio every day.
And how many songs did you complete and feel good about?
I don't know. Oh. I don't even want to, like, throw out a number. I don't know.
Like,
it was
lot?
So, like, scattered. Like, you know, like, because I was doing, like, trying so many different things. Like, you know, different sounds and styles.
And did you have a job to sort of, like, let you live?
Yeah, I was working at the Hill at White Marsh, washing dishes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And
did you have, like, a special strategy for washing dishes, just like you were washing cars?
Yeah, no, I did. Yeah, because they told me to what did they say? Spray each plate down, like take the
hose and
spray each plate down and put it on the rack. But I dumped the food off the plates, put all the plates in the rack, and then sprayed it down and pushed it through, and it worked every time. It was way faster than taking each plate and each fork and spoon. It just was too much.
Yeah.
And then the pots, I would let them sit and boiling hot water with soap, and then, like, once I'm done knocking those out, go to the pots, and then by the time it, like, it's crazy.
You know what's amazing?
I love working by myself too. It was a two-person job, but I didn't need help. Like,
fuck him. Yeah. You know what's crazy though is that you're so concerned with speed and efficiency when it comes to those jobs. Well, when it comes to your art, you're like, no,
I'm gonna
write it out.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Well,
listen, when people come up here, they just get psychoanalysis.
That's right.
And
that's it. That's it. That's all we do up here.
Yeah.
No, but so at that point, you're not performing live.
Is this your house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. When Gunplay came over, he was just like, what is this, the trap? And we're like,
Yeah.
No.
Why? Because there's a Pyrex over there? Yeah. But yeah. But you're recording and you're making stuff that eventually you like, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And what do you do with that then?
It just sticks with me. It stays with me.
That's it.
Yeah, you just keep, like, I never like to get too comfortable, you know? Like,
Was it a possibility that you would just put stuff out and never perform it live?
No.
You
I knew so at some eventually. Point you, I just yeah. didn't, like, I didn't rush it. I didn't, like, force it.
Right.
Yeah.
And did anyone in Philly think that you were the same girl who left Philly the first time?
Some people knew. Some people just, like, just couldn't put it together. They didn't know.
Were they dumb?
Maybe. It's a good chance.
I saw a video of you walking down the street with a bunch of people behind you.
Mm-hmm.
This is during the Dizzle Diz days.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was just like, D-I-Z-Z-L-E.
Oh, I forgot about that video.
Yeah. I'm here to remind you of it.
I like how he didn't let me interrupt him when I was like,
We've been through worse. Yeah.
Thanks. No. No, but what were you saying? You said, that was my last day in Philly.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a way to go out.
Yeah. Yeah. That was my last day in Philly, my last show at Corsa. That store is not here anymore, right? It's no longer here with us.
R.I.P. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the big turning point for you as an artist? Like, when do you say, all right, you know what? I'm going to put something out. I'm going to stand by this, and this is who I am.
Me and cousin, we figured it out. We just figured it out. It just felt right. We were creating so much. We just, like, and then just one day we got, like, a good record. We're like, you know what? This, you know, like, sometimes you can't explain. Like, you just, like, we looked at each other and we're like, this is it. This is the one we have to, like. And we made a SoundCloud that night, and yeah.
And did you feed it out to any, like, blogs or
no,
any Twitter?
No, I just put it out. Just, no. I didn't, no promotion. Just dropped it.
And what was your reaction?
It
was cool. It was great. Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was going to say cool, but he said great, so yeah.
Somewhere between cool and great.
Yeah, cool and great in between and somewhere.
It's like cool and Dre.
Yeah.
Cool and great.
What song was that?
It's called Colorblind.
You almost forgot it.
No. I was going to say something really dumb, but I said, don't say anything dumb. Just answer the question. Because I wanted you to, like, search for a song that didn't exist.
Oh, yeah.
Spaghetti Basket. Yeah. It's called Spaghetti Basket.
And is that a song that you still love today?
Yeah, because I respect, like, what it did for me. It's like the first song I put out was Tierra Whack.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
how did it start to spread?
I don't even know. Word of mouth. I think, like, literally word of mouth.
Strictly in the city or, like, just on the internet, you think?
I would say in the city first, and then, like, yeah. And then, like, you know, I had that buzz in Atlanta, too, so it's like.
But how did those two cities find it if you're not spreading it?
Instagram, social media, Twitter.
Had you built up a big following?
No. I didn't try.
Yeah.
I just, like.
You put it out into the world, and it was received.
Yeah.
Well, were you afraid to be bigger than what you were?
Wait, what do you mean?
Meaning, like, you know, like, obviously you put stuff out, but, like, if you're not actively promoting it.
I just think promotion is stupid. Yeah, like, just, like, I hate when people, like, keep posting shit. Like, I don't like when you, like, why are you posting your flyer or your song, like, 30 times? Like, if I see it and I feel like listening or clicking the link, I'll do that. If not, just, like, don't force it down my throat.
All right, so you must hate your billboard. What?
Nah! Oh, I got to the table again. What the fuck?
This is where Jeff and I have a difference of opinion when it comes to promotion, right? Like, we understand, like, promotion is part of, like, the business. Like, it is, on some level, what you
or,
do.
You know, at least it can't come from me, you know?
Like, right. But, like,
yeah.
But, like, let's say if we want to promote this podcast.
Like, my fans, they promote for me, like, you know?
No, yeah, I hear it.
Yeah.
But let's say we want to promote this podcast with you.
Yes.
And it goes up at a certain point on a Monday night or a Tuesday morning. What?
No, like, look how Tiara, like, flips. She's like, yes, promote the podcast. Right. Yeah. This one, this one.
But, like, I would say that there's a lot of people who aren't on Twitter as much as we are constantly on Twitter. So they might miss it. So I'm going to post it again for those people who have not seen it. Jeff is like, fuck them. post it once because that's enough.
Yeah.
You're with Jeff.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
Okay, so word of mouth. By the way, we're only gonna post this one time.
Yeah. One.
One time.
Yeah.
And I really hope that your fan base like lets it ride. Like,
but just, I mean, like, you can always pin a tweet. Like, there's different things you could do that are just not.
Yeah, but like, how are you gonna? You're gonna go to someone's Twitter page, their page, and really like find that pinned tweet?
No. Yes, at the top. It's
no,
like,
no. I, yeah, thanks,
guys,
everyone.
We know what pinning on Twitter works.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Wait. Yeah, no. Yeah. No, I meant that like to search that one pinned tweet out, because that's not always going to find a tweet. Whatever. No one cares. Not wait, fine.
No, it's like have like a real discussion right, about pinned tweets.
Yeah. Dive in on this.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, I'm. Yeah, I was lost.
It's
no, right. But I'm found now.
Yeah. Oh, good.
I found myself.
Yeah.
No. No, I was like, wait, what? I was
it's like the
else.
Thought was pinned and you found it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still like blank right. I don't even know what the, I don't know.
We're all blank, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go back to Philly, you put out music finally, you're Tierra Whack, and the word spreads naturally, which is dope. What's the song? What's the video? What's the moment that really hits?
Yeah, Toe Jam really started like, it really, that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because, okay, like after, like Colorblind. And then I had a song called Nickelodeon, and I'm trying to think. I started doing shows, like, you know.
Where at?
And my first show back was like Philomoka. Yeah, I did that show.
Is that a coffee spot?
No. No. Yeah, it's just like a little venue, and it was good. It was pretty good. Like, everybody was just happy to see me, and yeah, like, just, like, the little intimate shows, like, they were just so crazy.
What was your setup?
What did I do?
No, no, but did you have a DJ? Did you have a band?
No, I didn't have a DJ. Just you. I just had, like, we just made a long set, like, we, yeah.
On, like,
yeah.
Yeah, on your computer.
Yeah.
That you had bought. Was it the same laptop?
Nah, that laptop was, like, it's beat up. I still have it.
We left that laptop behind.
Yeah.
I don't know if somebody poured water on it.
So... Okay, so you're performing, your word of mouth, and Nickelodeon feels good.
Not Nickelodeon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nickel. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I was lost, and now I'm found.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry.
Google searches are crazy, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay.
That song. Yeah,
yeah, whatever, that one. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, okay. So, you feel good about the response, like, from people.
Yeah.
And what's the first video that goes like nuts for you?
Video?
Yeah.
No video.
No video?
Yeah. No video, right? Huh? Yeah. But it came out trash.
Wait, oh, hold on. Okay.
Yeah. So wait, so you worked on a video for that song?
Colorblind.
Oh, for Colorblind.
Okay, yeah.
Colorblind, which is a title that I can say.
Yeah.
oh my God.
And so, but you, the video doesn't come out.
Nah.
And what was the vision for that video? And like, what was wrong with the video in your eyes?
In my eyes?
Yeah.
I'm colorblind. It just didn't come out right.
Okay.
It just didn't come out right.
But that's something that, like, editing couldn't fix. Like,
yeah, there no editing. It just was terrible.
It wasn't like, just bad.
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
It was
okay.
Terrible.
That video will never come out.
Never, ever.
Yeah. Pour water on the laptop, never come out.
Yeah.
No, seriously. It just was terrible.
Okay.
And, I just, like.
Did you feel good going into the video?
Kind of, not really. It just, like, the vibe wasn't there. Like, on, you know, as soon as I pulled up, it was like, nope. It just wasn't it. You know, like, you talk and you think you're on the same page, but just sometimes it just, the vibe changes and, yeah. But, you know, and then I was at this point where, like, I'm Tierra Whack now, so I'm trying to, like, just not accept or settle for less, you know?
Right.
So I'm just like, yo, if I don't like it, well, I hated it, so it's not coming out.
Yeah.
And I'll just have to keep pushing and just keep recording music, keep releasing music until I can, you know, figure out a way to get what I want.
Right.
Yeah.
So
like I said, sometimes that, like, that's why it's all about like a feeling or an emotion, because like we plan to release a video for the song, but it didn't go right. So now we have to figure out another plan. Like,
what was the other plan?
Like I said, just to keep recording music and just like looking for videographers. Like we were all on Vimeo. Like, just, yo, we got to find somebody who's willing to work, who's a fan, like, you know, and that can just get the job done.
Well, I mean, obviously that was easy for you because, like, you know, you were just like, you want to know what? Fuck it. Like, if the video doesn't work, then the video doesn't work and I'm going to move on.
Yeah.
What about the people around you who were just like, no, we wanted to do this one thing and now the plan has changed?
The team? You're saying my
team?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, everybody was fine because nobody liked the video.
No, okay. Okay. Everyone's on the same page, yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. Nobody liked the video. That'd be fine for me. Yeah.
Who'd you find on Vimeo that really connected with you and spoke your visual language?
It's Marco Prestini, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what was it about the way that he shot things that really appealed to you?
His shit just looks like a movie. Like, it looks like a movie, like, you know, like, and that's what I was going for. I never wanted like a music video. Like, I wanted like films, like, mm-hmm, movie. So cinematography. So, yeah, I just was like amazed when I seen his work.
And where did he operate out of?
L.A., right? He's from Italy, but we moved. We went to L.A.
Right.
To shoot it. Yeah. Yeah. To connect.
And what was that experience like?
It's crazy. Marco, he's like the best ever. He's on his shit. Like, yeah. Like, he has everything handled. He knows what he wants. He has the eye.
Did you send him music ahead of time? Did you send, like,
yeah,
a detailed email,
yeah, definitely,
or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or did,
definitely,
you just, like, pull up and, like,
no,
you
know? No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah,
like, yeah. Don't bang on the table.
No, no, yeah, are you crazy?
And, okay, so you meet up, you connect, and you vibe, and you're like, cool, let's shoot this video? Or you went out there that trip to make that video?
No, emails and talking on the phone, conversations, and, you know, I had my treatment, and then he, like, went over it and then added his flavor. Because, you know, you want it to be, it's a collab.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You got to meet each other in the middle. Sometimes, as an artist, I get a little too crazy, so, you know, we kind of, like, you just gotta, like, we make kind of like a deal, like,
yeah,
Tierra, we can't do this, but we can do something like this along the lines of this, you know, like,
and you're like, and fine,
yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah. As long as there's blood and roaches, I'm fine.
Like, do you sit in the editing sessions as well?
No.
Okay.
No.
That could be him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all him.
Okay. Yeah, he gets the boring parts.
Yeah, seriously, because I don't think, I mean, I could, but
What movies do you like? Like, what, because you have such a, in the videos that I've seen, you know, what music videos do you like? Like, what are your inspirations on that front?
I really like horror movies, so I like to see people get killed and mm-hmm. stabbed and shot mm-hmm. and just like the worst things ever. I like to see like crazy shit.
Cool.
Yeah, so great. Yeah.
What is the craziest movie that you've seen in that way? That you can like recommend to people?
I like Human Centipede too. do you seen that movie?
No, but I got the gist of it.
Yeah, because like he sews like the mouth to ass.
Mm-hmm,
he sews that to make mm-hmm. a human centipede.
Yes.
And they
and
shit
this is
in
the
each
second,
other.
The second round. Yeah.
Yeah, he shits. Well, he doesn't shit, but the people they shit. He puts a tube through everybody,
mm-hmm.
and then they all shit in each other's mouths.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh wait, spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't seen Human Centipede.
Oh wait, yeah.
One or two. Yeah.
Yeah, this is not a romantic
one sucks.
Comedy.
One doesn't make any sense. I still don't get it. I tried, like, I just only watched two.
They got it right the second time.
Yeah.
Editing.
Yeah.
Okay, so is that the vision you bring to Marco? You're just like, here's what I like. People shitting into other people's mouths.
Yeah.
And he was like, cool.
Okay. Yeah, Marco was with it. He was
all
with
right.
it, yeah.
Yeah. what would you do in that situation?
With somebody shitting? Nobody's. No. I'm not even going to talk about that.
I'm just. This is a good quality interview. No. We ask good questions here.
So, what would I do if.
If somebody. What is it they
kidnap you? Critics? If critics shit in your mouth.
Yeah, good. Yeah, it's a metaphor.
Indicative. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. So you guys collaborate.
Mm-hmm.
You're more happy with that than than the first video.
Yes.
You put it out. What do you hear back?
greatness.
Do you pay attention to what everyone says online?
If
you're your worst critic, do you pay attention to like all the trolls, all the people who were just like,
well,
she's whack, and you're like,
I see everything. I retweet everything. Good or bad. I retweet everything.
Okay, now hold up. To post your shit is not what you want to do, but to repost your shit is what you will do.
Yeah, because it's like feedback. They're promote like,
yeah.
When I give it out, they're promoting me.
Okay, so
yeah.
For me, mm-hmm. I'm gonna post your poster once,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever anyone says, good or bad or emoji, retweet it.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Good
because
or bad.
Because it leads you back to like, what is everybody talking about? You know.
Yeah.
Like people get mad. They have to put me. My friends put me on mute because like. I retweet so much about
anybody?
Not just unfollow them.
No. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitive.
That's why I don't like following people. I haven't been following anybody on Instagram for like a long time, or it's just like one person that's inspiring me.
Yo, the people who come up to you like they do us and are just like,
yeah, back.
Yeah, what's your Instagram? Follow me back.
Yeah, but then once they see I don't follow anybody, they're like, oh, okay, and then they just follow me. Like,
well,
you know.
Does that make Instagram a boring experience for you?
No, because I really shouldn't be on social media all day anyway, you know?
Mm.
So, yeah, it's like just
a general Are you thing. Sure you're 22?
Okay, so word comes back, greatness. People are about it.
Yeah.
And you agree. You nodded.
Yeah.
So, at that point, who is reaching out to you and telling you, you're like...
You guys don't have any stickers on your laptop?
No.
That's so cool. I love that.
All right.
I do.
Thank you.
I hate when people have stickers on, like,
yeah,
just like the Hypebeast shit, you know?
No.
Oh, we should definitely put like Supreme on there. That's so dope.
Have you ever waited online for anything? Like shoe wise, like sneakers?
Waited in line.
Yeah, like on a Supreme line.
Oh, no.
That's
not me.
Never.
Nah, B.
Nope. You pay somebody to go sit on that line.
Yeah. Right.
You don't seem like you would shop at like any of those places.
Not really, yeah.
When you put out videos that you're proud of and you are Tierra Whack, do you start hearing back from the people who went to your school, the people who worked at your school,
yes.
The people who you grew up with?
Yeah,
and
definitely.
What do they say?
They're proud of me.
That's
awesome.
They
always knew that I could do it.
Do you believe them?
Some.
Yeah.
The principal, not so much.
Yeah.
Fuck her.
You can say that. You'll
yeah. Sure. I don't know her. Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't hurt me.
She's not going to listen to this.
Yeah. Or maybe she will. Maybe she's a huge fan.
Should we just
now,
add her?
Probably.
Yo, you think she's on Twitter? We should just add her this
on
one poster over and over and over? Who are the people who are getting in touch with you on a, you know, a peer level? Like, who are some of the artists who are reaching out to you?
Now?
Well, no, like right when you're putting out Mumbo Jumbo, let's say.
To be honest, it's so hard to keep up with because,
okay.
Like, after Whack World, oh my God. Like,
well,
it's
that
everybody.
Had to be crazy.
Yeah. And I'm, okay.
But we know people who went crazy after Mumbo Jumbo. They were like, this is so different.
Yeah.
This is so smart.
Yeah.
And this is so well done.
Yeah. Well, like, okay. Flying Lotus, I love him so much. He actually became a fan at Saggy Tits. I have a song called Saggy Tits. And that's on SoundCloud. That was one of the SoundCloud singles. And, he's been on board like since Saggy Tits without any visuals. I always respect that like the most, like when people like, you know, just can hear it and you know.
You don't think that? I mean, it's an added level.
Yeah,
to
yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, because like I haven't even done shit. And you fuck with me already, you know? Like
that's
I feel.
Awesome.
That's how I think about it. So, yeah, Flying Lotus.
And you got to open for him.
Yes, I sure did.
And he's just as cool in person.
So cool.
That's dope.
He's so Steve is so cool.
That's awesome.
He hates when I call him Steve.
Well,
and I love his
sorry,
dog.
Steve.
He has a dog named Eco. She's so cute.
Yeah.
She loves me. Yes. Yes.
Very cool.
What did it mean when Missy Elliott got on board?
Yo, it does. I think she's a robot. I don't believe it. It doesn't seem real. It's
you
crazy.
Haven't been to Atlanta to meet her?
No.
All right.
Wait. Why Atlanta?
Isn't that where she lives down there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she does.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I just know that she's
you
from Virginia, so
car?
I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I never watched her.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sending you on like a destination mission.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, right,
like
yeah.
Go down there to meet her. Like,
yeah.
But
just look around.
See her. Okay, so Mumbo Jumbo is one thing, but Whack World, the amount of people who were just like reposting that on our timelines, on Instagram, on Twitter, all over.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
But you don't see any of it because you don't follow anybody on Instagram.
Yeah.
But were you nervous putting that out? Were you really, really confident in it? Where did you fall?
Just wanted to put it out. I didn't give a fuck.
How long had it been done?
Damn. Yeah, a month or two. Yo, it's like I get shit done and then I'm on to the next thing, you know? So like...
Well, did you forget about anything? Like, were you just like, oh, right, that was really cool.
Yeah, no, that's how it is. I'm just like, yo, next thing. What's next? I'm like chasing a high.
Was it hard to keep it a secret? Was it hard to keep it a secret?
No, because I'm really...
I got some shit, believe me. Like,
nah, it's just, I never like... When people ask me what am I working on, I say nothing. Or just, nothing. You know. No, seriously, because I just... I don't know. I hate, like, I don't like talking. I don't like telling, like, because then it's like, and that's why I hate promotion too, because it's like, yo, I'm telling you, I got the hottest shit coming. And then you drop some shit and it's like, what the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the expectations are so high. You raise the bar so high and it's just like, eh.
But meanwhile, you have the greatest expectations for yourself, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. But, I don't know. I like surprises. I personally like surprises. I don't want you to tell me like, oh, what size shoe do you wear?
11. And yeah. Sorry.
Eric, no, you ruined the surprise.
No. I was like, damn, okay.
I thought you were going to wait on the Supreme line and get me something.
No,
I
no. Didn't know. No, but, and then, like, I'm like, okay, he's probably going to get me some sneakers. And I know, like, my birthday's coming up or something. Like, I'm like, But instead of you just, like, I like surprises. Yeah. I don't like to be, like, because then, like, you get your hopes up high. And then life is shit. So you just never know. Like, shit happens all the time. So I just rather you just pop up and, you know, I like that.
You know where else shit happens? Centipede 2.
Yeah.
So, okay, Whack World comes out.
Ah.
And
I was looking at the wave.
Yeah, it's cool.
Ah. It's really thick.
That's a surprise.
Yeah.
Ah. Okay, you can go. You can go. Ah.
I just want you to sing Lil Mo right now.
Yeah.
Ah. Are you going to edit that out?
No.
Okay, cool.
I promise.
Okay.
No, Whack World comes out and the reaction is just crazy. But what did it? Here's what we're gonna do.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But like, this is just like when the Migos came over and we had them do ad libs for about like 5 minutes, yeah. And it was perfect.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's okay.
They were in a bad mood.
Really?
Yeah. Aww. But also like.
It was at a time when, like, Offset was in jail.
Oh.
This was the first album, and they knew they weren't going to, like, sell much with it. And they, so.
And they're, like, coming over to two random guys' apartment. Like, yeah. It really did look like a trap house,
like,
at that point.
Yeah, like, now it's normal. Like, we've been doing, like, this for 3 years. We've been doing our career for 10 years. And, like, no one's surprised anymore to come over to our apartment. And it looks, you know, like Jeff
said. Or maybe. I mean, like, were you surprised to come over?
No.
Like, when you walked in, were you just like, oh, this is somebody's apartment?
No, well, when I met you guys, I knew it was going to be like, you know, what it is.
Yeah. Sprung up on you. We knew we had like 2 seconds with you at Roots Picnic. We're like, yo. By the way, we worked so hard to try to get you at Roots Picnic. We wanted to have you on as our guest.
Really?
There?
Oh,
yeah.
I think, yeah.
But
yeah, Randy told me that.
We like this much better. This is much better. I don't know if the wave bit would have worked live, just to be honest. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You want to try it again?
Oh,
yeah, still good.
But
okay, who's the strangest person to reach out to you after Whack World dropped?
Besides us.
Hmm. Strangest?
Yeah, like most the person like so left. You were just like, what? They're paying attention?
Oh yeah, Melanie Martinez.
Oh wow,
that's
cool. That is random.
Yeah.
And what did she say?
She loves me so much. We text a lot.
That's dope.
Yeah. And her fans are crazy.
Oh. Yes, they are.
They are crazy. They like in my DMs all day. Do you know her?
What do you say? You're like, no.
Sometimes I say no. Yeah. So like we get them because then they'll say, well, can you tell her or can you do this for me? They ask for favors and it's like,
You don't even know me.
Yeah. But they're bold.
Yeah.
Do you do it every time? Every time they say, like, hey, can you tell her that I love
sometimes
her?
Sometimes I just switch
You're
up.
Like, hey, Melanie.
Yeah.
This girl, Samantha from Long Island, says that she loves you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your shoe size?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay. But, so you put the 15-minute project out.
Yes.
You went into it knowing that 1 minute is the perfect Instagram amount.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. And putting them back to back to back to back is, you know, 15. Did you get that inspiration from anything else, or one day you were just like, this is what I want to do?
Yeah, it was just what I want to do.
That's super dope.
Yeah.
Do you feel pressure to top that amazing idea now?
No.
Okay.
I always have crazy ideas.
But we're not going to ask you what you're working on, because you'll be like, nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. At all. Nothing.
Do you look at like what good music is doing, and they're just like, seven songs. Why? Just because seven songs.
Somebody just told me that, like, somebody from Noisy, Kristen, she told me, she was like, did you notice? And I was like, I didn't even notice, like, what you're about to say. She told me, and I was like, oh, that's cool.
Have you ever thought about doing just a 15-minute show?
One of my fans said that. They were like, yo, I would show up for a 15-minute show. And I'm like, oh, okay.
All right.
Oh, okay.
You could do so many back-to-back shows.
Yeah.
In one night.
Yeah. Yo, that's crazy. Ooh.
I know.
Yeah. You should bring Eric on to the team.
I know, yeah. Yes,
yeah, that's crazy.
I'll only promote you one time. I know you said earlier you're just like, no, I'm taking it in stride. This is what it is. Has there been anything that's been overwhelming? You were in the New York Times. Was that...
That's like a big deal.
Stop. Really?
I mean, I get... Like, I'm still nervous now, like, with you guys.
What?
Yeah. So it's just like... I don't know.
We're the most comfortable people.
I know. You're in our apartment.
No.
We're not.
No.
I mean, talk about it. What is making you nervous right now?
Is it because we're tall? Yeah.
Because you guys care about me and like, yeah, we it's do. Weird.
Oh, no, don't worry. It's only fake like, hair. This is press. Yeah.
It's the fake hair.
Yeah. Do you know Melanie Martinez?
They're crazy.
I do want to say this. I think that you think you hear every story, right? You think you understand like the way someone's journey goes. And we've had, again, 3 years of people come up here and you hear all these different journeys. Yours is so singular and so amazing and so unique to you. And you are a very unique individual and proudly so. And I think that's supremely impressive. And I just wanted to say congratulations on doing this your way.
Thank you so much.
No, thanks for coming up.
Thank you.
And sorry for scaring the shit out of you.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this new episode of A Waste Time with It's The Real. Jeff, if people want to find out more about us, we are It's The Real. If people want to find out more about this podcast, it's called A Waste of Time with It's The Real. And if people want to know more about everything that we have that is going on inside this apartment and out, where can they...
You can always go to itsthereal.com, itsthereal.com, no apostrophes, no spaces. You can always find all of our merch at itsthereal.com/shop.
Yeah.
Go get your AKA t-shirts today.
Yes.
You can also go and search for our podcast on soundcloud.com/awasteoftime or go to iTunes, search for A Waste of Time with It's The Real. Say you're looking for our music.
Maybe okay.
A lot of you are.
Sure.
Go to any streaming service and search for Teddy Bear Fresh by It's The Real.
Is that on Tidal?
It is on Tidal.
Is it on Spotify?
It is on Spotify.
Is it on Apple Music?
It sure is. It is on any streaming service, including soundcloud.com/itsthereal.
Hey.
You can also go find us on social media. We are at It's The Real on Twitter, at It's The Real on Facebook, although we don't really use Facebook.
No.
At It's The Real on Instagram, which is owned by Facebook. So go over there.
I guess we sort of use Facebook then.
Yeah.
I don't want to admit it, but all right, fine.
Yeah.
Jeff, this podcast, which has done very well for us, which has grown to heights that we couldn't even imagine, is only because you guys out there are doing your job and telling your friends, family, fans, and fanatics about what we do and how we do it, and we so appreciate that. And we want to shout you out as our thanks to you for doing your job for free. Jeff, who do you want to shout out right now?
I want to shout out Julie G, as in Julie Gurevich.
Hey!
Who, when we put up the announcement that Tierra Whack was going to be on the podcast,
yes.
She said she is a queen, so I know that Julie is listening. Shout out to Julie for everything that she does, and we also have to go get a business lunch with Julie G.
On the Upper West Side,
yeah,
with our friend Julie. Jeff, I want to shout out 20 people that I can find in my email right now who have bought t-shirts, the first 20 people that I can find, in no particular order. I'm not saying that one is better than another. I'm just saying that these are 20 of our favorite people ever because they went and they bought some It's The Real shirts from itsthereal.com/shop.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Chris Hurt. Shout out to Laura Ramirez. Shout out to Juan Sanchez. Shout out to Shale Thacker. Shout out to Anthony Mills. Shout out to Josh Gonzalez. Shout out to Cleveland Baker. Shout out to Deshaun Wears Terry. Shout out to Mayor Coley. Shout out to Carlton Carvalho. Did I pronounce that right?
Probably not.
I hope so. Shout out to Eric Gonzalez. No relation to Josh, I don't think. Shout out to Con Adams. Shout out to Javier Martinez down there in Austin, Texas. Shout out to Daniel Arena. Your t-shirt's on the way. Shout out to Amberia Miller, who ordered 2 t-shirts. Shout out to Chris Snag. Shout out to Jeffrey Azaria. Shout out to Lauren Reeves. And shout out to Ilya Mazin, or Ilya Mazin, or Ilya Mazan. I hope one of those works. Do you have a preference?
I don't, but they make for great drops.
Do you think I might have screwed up the first name?
I think that's going to be the worst.
In any event, to all of you guys, to everyone listening, and to everyone out there who's yet to listen, as always, now for real, for real.
Sure, sure.
See you guys next week.
Bye.